And next up, we do have a special guest on the show calling in from who is in the town of Pittsburgh this weekend, performing at Heinz Hall. Welcome to the show, Mr. Joey Miskelin. Joey.
Thank you, my friend. I'm here, and it feels like old times here in Pittsburgh.
Oh, great. Great. Good to have you aboard. And I would like to thank Bill Sellis for getting the phone system to work here at KHB, because we don't know what we're doing here.
Hi, Joey.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
I don't think Bill can hear you. He doesn't have a set of headphones. But
no, you tell him I said hi.
All right. Joey says hi, Bill. All right, Joey, you're in town with Riders in the Sky this weekend. Is that correct?
I am. Since I became a rider in the sky, wherever we go, I am.
That's good. We had a chance to catch your performance last evening in Heinz Hall, and a great job along with the Pittsburgh Symphony.
Well, you know, truly, it was like old times when I looked out there after the show. We were signing autographs and saw all you folks. It brought back so many wonderful, wonderful memories. It's 40 years ago this year that I started on the road with Frankie Yankovic.
Wow.
And I remember being so excited coming into Western Pennsylvania. And Bill being there, I talked to Tony Petkosic, who came out on Friday, and remember those wonderful jam sessions every Tuesday night.
Oh, right on.
Oh, you bet. You bet.
So, Joey, it was such a great performance, a nice crowd last night at Heinz Hall, and you guys are still performing there this evening and tomorrow night, correct?
That's correct. We have a tonight and tomorrow night. To talk about some of the polka people, Jeff Pecon is coming tonight to see us perform, as well as Joe Fedorchek, and who else is due to come? Somebody else is coming on Saturday. Oh, you know who? Danny Yernick from Eddie and the Slovenes. He and his lovely wife, Lynette, are coming out. So it's good to be in one place like this, Pittsburgh or Milwaukee or Chicago, because some of the old friends of mine who I've known for these many years come out to see us, and it's just great to be reunited with our friends.
Yeah, I wish I was in town earlier. I live in Southern California now, Joey, and I came up for my Seven Springs doing over Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. But, boy, if I was here, I would have loved to have come down and seen you.
Well, Bill, I want you to know that, as I say, Tony Petkosic and Steve Popovich and I were talking about you on Friday night. On Thursday night, the first night that we played here. That's the day when Tony was here.
Uh-huh.
And we figured that you'd probably be coming in soon, staying at your daughter's and then getting ready for the big festival.
Yeah. Right.
Bill did say his ears were ringing.
No, it's not ears ringing. It's nose itching.
I got you. Hey, but you know, Pam and Jerry, I just want to tell you something. I travel, as you know, 200 days a year all over the country, and you would be surprised and very happy as well to know that so many people listen to your shows on the internet. It's incredible. As a matter of fact, you've got a huge fan in Nashville, Joey Schmidt.
Yes,
that's right.
I meant to ask you about him last night. If you see him much down in Nashville.
I just don't see him very much. When I'm not on the road, I'm in the recording studios, and as it is, the recording industry in Nashville is I don't want to use the word clannish, but the same guys do a lot of recordings, and Joey, of course, was on the road with Vince Gill for a long time, and I used to run into him occasionally at the Opry when Vince would be doing the Opry, but I don't think he's with Vince anymore, so I see his wife actually works at the Opry House occasionally when we're doing TV work there.
Okay. I think Joey was last playing with Patti Loveless.
Oh, great.
I think so.
That's great.
Joey, it was just such a thrill seeing you playing with them last night, and we hope that you and the rest of the guys show up in Pittsburgh again. Real soon.
I hope so too. I there's a lot of places I could sure take them to and relive those old memories.
Oh yeah, like last night you were mentioning Westview Park.
Sure.
How many years ago?
Oh, the dance land.
Oh, man, many, many years. And then,
about 40 years ago, right?
Sure. And then all those great jobs that we did at Kennywood. Some of the pop bands we would double with, the Osmond Brothers and Jay and the Americans, you know, and there we were, Frankie Yankovic and his little polka band. You know?
Yeah, that's great.
And we would outdraw lots of those big rock and roll bands as well.
Yeah.
Those were great days. Yeah, and I was looking at the incline, but telling the guys, I remember staring out there, it's got to be 30 or 40 years ago, sitting there with Frank saying, what is that thing, you know?
What is that going up the hill?
What is that? Lots of great memories. You know, there are three cities, really, to me, that if I had to pick three cities, the greatest cities of all with Yankovic would be, of course, Milwaukee, Cleveland, and Pittsburgh. The Western Pennsylvania area, not just Pittsburgh. Those were the greatest and the most fun that I ever had in all those early years with Frank.
All right.
Yeah.
And it's so nice to have you back in the area.
Well, thank you very much, you guys. And listen, that's enough of me talking. I'm going to listen to the radio show.
Okay.
And we'll see you again, and thanks. And Bill, much success on the Seven Springs thing.
Okay, we'll have to have you up or someday. I know you're You're a big, big guy now. I'd love to have you back one day.
I'm still the same little guy. I just don't have as much time as I used to.
I know that, Joey. You're just a great guy, and all good fortune to you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Lakanoch.
Lakanoch.
Thanks for calling in, Joe.
All right. Bye-bye.